Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
Register now for the 24th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year, featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegie. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Registrations are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
The Phase 1 trade deal between the United States and China going to be signed this morning in our nation's capital. Word is, we still don't have all the details, but apparently we will get those details as it is signed. It'll go up on the U.S. Trade Representative's website. We'll be looking at that and getting reaction from the agricultural community as that deal is signed and as we have those details finally available to us. Meanwhile, USMCA, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, cleared two more Senate committees yesterday and set to clear four more today. There's a chance, just a chance, that we might be able to get a Senate vote on USMCA as early as tomorrow. So says the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky.
We are, it looks like, going to be able to process the USMCA here in the Senate this week. That'll be good news for the Senate and for the country. Something I think we have broad bipartisan agreement on.
Yesterday, Senate Environment and Public Works Committee voted 16-4 to approve the agreement. Senate Budget Committee took a voice vote, two members asking there be no votes. Both moving with lightning speed after the Senate parliamentarian ruled that USMCA needed an okay from six other panels besides the Senate Finance Committee, which voted 25-3 last week. Senator Joni Makeham Squeal Ernst, the Republican from Iowa, telling reporters she's hopeful for a vote yet this week after the vote that was positive in the EPW, the Environment and Public Works Committee.
Thanks to Dr. Barrasso, this morning we moved out of EPW, which is really great, and I'm glad. Our farmers and ranchers expect us to move on this, and so I am hopeful that we'll be able to take it up on the full Senate floor later this week.
Maybe, maybe not. Meanwhile, back home in Oklahoma, I talked with Blaine Arthur, our Secretary of Agriculture, earlier this week about where we stand on getting Oklahoma a regulator for industrial hemp. Oklahoma Department of Agriculture has not submitted an application to USDA as of yet, but she says we're getting close.
We are in the midst of that, and I will tell you, I would not be truthful if I said we felt like we totally had our arms around the hemp issue. It's certainly a learning process for us here in Oklahoma, and as we work with all of our other state departments of ag, nobody has all the answers to that. USDA came out with some rules this past fall that I'll say from an Oklahoma perspective, we were pretty disappointed in those rules for a variety of reasons, and certainly having communications with USDA in regards to that.
The secretary does expect the application from Oklahoma to go to USDA pretty soon in order to be the regulator for producers for industrial hemp in the 2020 growing season. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 1st at 12:30 at Meston Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, 60 Hereford and Angus heifer pairs. To view an online catalog and videos, go to dvauction.com or you can call 580-552-1555. It's the Meston Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 1st at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma, 580-552-1555.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.